So now I found a slightly quieter spot, and I've run into the very person I was hoping to run into, Juris Kaja, who is the probably the top IT journalist in Latvia. Juris, what's your impression of Tech Chill this year?
Well, I was just talking to a colleague from Lithuania, and I was saying that I think the interesting thing, the indicator to watch, is not so much who's speaking here and what they're saying, because that story is just being repeated year after year. What is a good way to get money for your startup? What is a good way to gather customers, and how to treat them, and how to staff your new company? All of that really doesn't change from year to year. What's interesting is that this is getting bigger and bigger, this event, and we're seeing more and more people coming in from the region, both Latvians and, for Lithuania, Estonia. I even ran into a couple of people from Belarus.
Okay.
So I think the indicator to watch is how many more people are getting engaged and involved in this idea of making a tech-related startup of some sort. That does not mean that it's getting easier to do that. In fact, the more people we see here, the more sort of bright, young, eager faces, many of whom are women, which is another good thing, the harder it may be for someone in this whole crowd to ultimately win the race.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the technology startups, a lot of the business models are winner takes all or first mover advantage and all of that. Mm. Well, not necessarily, not always.
The other thing that strikes me, I don't know if you agree, is like how different a way of doing business it is to what you usually encounter in Latvia, where it's often quite formal, quite stilted, very deferential. You know, you don't do anything until it comes down the chain that it's all right for you to do it. Whereas here, people are quite open about just walking up to people, start a conversation, you know, get quite personal about money and so on immediately. This seems to me like a whole different aspect of the Baltic character.
Look at these people. I mean, who here is over 35?
You and me.
Yes.
That's it.
You know. So I think we're seeing a new generation coming in, and this is a generational thing. These are the people who've grown up with very few traces of the deferential, hierarchical post-Soviet society, or the idea that business is something that you have to know a number of sleazy characters to be able to get into. And the other thing is that the IT business is a business of ideas. Of ideas that can, of course, be expressed in code, or expressed in a website, or expressed in a service. But there's really nothing you can take from these people. I mean, there's no way that if you have a bakery, right, and you're baking 500 loaves of bread, and you have to sell 50 loaves of bread on the side in order to pay somebody off. Well, you know, that's a different story. I mean, how are you going to pull something off like that against a virtual company? You can't.
So it's a cleaner type of business.
It's
as
a
well.
Cleaner type of business. It's or let us say it is more invulnerable to a lot of the sleazy stuff that still goes on in Latvia, less than maybe 20 years ago. But,
and what has caught your eye so far, particularly? Has any particular, you know, proposition, any particular startup that you're excited?
I have sort of superficially been watching them, because I've been going around since I really don't have other than one interview that I have to do here. I really don't have any sort of money-making idea for being here, and I've been shooting a podcast,
right,
and putting them up on Facebook and just talking to people, like you're talking to me now.
Okay. Maybe we can exchange files.
yeah. So I have shot a podcast of just going up to people and asking them what they're doing.
Cool. Well, send us the link and we'll add it to the live blog.
It's on Facebook. It's on my face.
Okay. I'll put a link onto this.
Don't put the one with the alien starts company in Latvia.